Shalom Aleichem, welcome on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Nun Zayin, Psachim 57a, pagination page 113. But we will start from the facing page. So we're starting on Nun Vav Amud Beis 56b, pagination 112, towards the bottom. The Anshe Yericho, the people of Yericho, quoted in a previous Mishnah, would give Peyol Yerek. They would designate the area of Peyol, which is a corner of the field, for poor people, even out of vegetables. And the Gemara wants to understand what kind of vegetables were they doing this for, because as we'll see, regular vegetables are not included in the mitzvah of Peyol. The mitzvah of Peyah is specifically when it's uvekutzruchem es ketzir artzachem, the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, when you will harvest the harvest of your land. And the word harvest refers to things that are harvested and then brought into storage. And vegetables are typically not harvested and brought into storage because they don't last. Instead, they're picked approximately at the time that you intend to use them. They're not harvested like wheat, like beans, and therefore they're not included in the mitzvah of Peyah. Asks the Gemara, V'les lehu l'anshe Yericho ha'detnan. The people of Yericho wouldn't agree to that which we learnt in the Mishnah. Kalal omru b'peyah, there's a rule regarding Peyah. Kol shehu ochel, anything that's a food, a human food. V'nishmar, and it's guarded. V'gidula min ha'aretz, and it grows from the ground. U'l'kitaso ke'echos, and you harvest it at once. U'machniso l'kiyum, and you bring it in for storage. Chayiv b'peya, those are examples of things that would be obligated in peya. And the Gemara explains. Kol shehu ochel, anything that's a food, prat l'sfichei stis v'kutza, certain types of aftergrowth, which were not fit for human consumption, and therefore are not included in the mitzvah of Peyah. V'nishmar, it's guarded, prat lehefker. If it's ownerless, it's not included in Peyah. V'gidula min ha'aretz, it grows from the ground, the essence of the ground, prat lekmeim, upitrios, truffles and mushrooms. So we're familiar with this regarding the bracha on mushrooms as well. It doesn't have a root system as we know it by regular vegetables, and therefore it is a shahakal as far as the bracha goes. And here also we're referring to it as not gidulo min ha'aretz, growing from the ground. And therefore it's not included in peyo. Ulekitasen ke'echos, it's harvested at once. Prat l'te'enim, to exclude figs, which are not harvested at once, but you have to harvest them as they become ready. And they don't become ready all at the same time. You'll recall this concept of figs when we discussed Perek Shira. So Te'enim, according to the Medrash, represents a Talmud Chacham, a person who makes sure to study each and every day. You can't cram. You can't harvest all at once. But rather you have to harvest today's today and tomorrow's tomorrow. And the mashal which the Medrash gives is of Yehoshua, the loyal disciple of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was always there in the Beis Medrash. He studied regularly. You can't cram. It has to be a diligence of each and every day harvesting today's produce. And that's the imagery of the Te'ena, which apparently is unique in the way it's harvested, that it's not described as a harvest of harvesting the entire field, but rather picked as it becomes ready. Umachniso lekiyum, that you bring it in for storage, prat liyerek, to exclude yerek, vegetables. And that's indeed the way we paskin, that the yerek are excluded. And the Gemara has to come and explain what types of yerek specifically. There were specific types of yerek that could be stored and harvested in a certain way that they would qualify for peya. But generally, vegetables do not qualify for peya because they don't fit the specifications described of a kutzuchem eskitzir artzuchem, a harvest. Let's move on to today's daf, and we have a fascinating story. Nun Zayin Amad Aleph, 57a, the third line at the end of the line, Tafresh, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Ben Buayon, the son of a person by the name of Buayon, Nosan Peya LeYerek, he went and he designated Peya for vegetables. The corner of the field, he designated for poor people. Uba Aviv, his father came, this Buayon, Umatzan la'aniyim, and he found the poor people, shayutu'unim yerek, they were piled up with yerek. They were ready to leave the field with the vegetables that were designated as peya for the poor people. Va'omdim al-pesach hagina, they're standing at the edge of the garden, the opening of the garden. Amalohem, he said to them, he realized we have a problem on our hands. And he said, Bonai, my children, Hashlichu me'alecha, throw this all down. Don't take these vegetables. Vani nosin lochem keflayim, and I'll give you double b'me'usar of vegetables that ma'aser was already taken. Lo mepnei she'enai tzara, not because I'm stingy. Ela mepnei she'omru chachomim, but because Chazal say, enosin peya liyerek, you can't give peya from yerek. And therefore, you think that it's peya, which is potter from meiser, potter from that certain tithe, and therefore you're not going to give that tithe because you think it's absolved. But really, yerek, these vegetables, are not obligated in peya, and therefore they're really not supposed to be, or obligated to be given to the poor people, and therefore they're not hefker ownerless, and therefore they're obligated in meiser. So he says, by my son being strict and designating as peya, which doesn't really work because vegetables are potter absolved of peya, he is actually misleading you to a certain extent and making you think that it's regular peya, which is potter from the tithe. And that's not true. You would be obligated in the tithe. Better I should give you pre-tithed vegetables, and I'll let you take. I'm not being stingy. You could take as much as you want. I'll give you double. But don't take the untithed produce thinking that it's already absolved of the tithe. And the Gemara explains, why did he have to say, don't think I'm being stingy? Because otherwise they're going to think he's just pushing us away. He doesn't want us to take. But he wanted to make it very clear, I'm not the old man coming over and telling you don't take. I'm concerned with a religious issue that we're setting you up for failure. We're setting you up to start eating from something that is not absolved of the tithe. You think it is absolved, and therefore you're not going to tithe. Better I should give you pre-tithed food. Okay. So we have a basic principle over here, that the yerek vegetables typically are potter absolved of peya, and therefore they would be handled like regular food, and you would be obligated in the tithe in giving meiser. Taisvis, top Taisvis over here, asks what we refer to as an explosive kasha. Amazing question. V'im tomar, if you will ask me, mikol makom lifter mimaiser, let this produce be absolved of maiser for a totally different reason. Mepnei she'ef kiram, because bottom line, it's ownerless. Even if it's not peya, but if the owner treats it like peya, then it's ownerless. An ownerless food is absolved of maaser. We even have a case where a person purposely goes and is mafkir his field. He makes it ownerless. He wants to try to absolve it from Meiser. V'hefker pato mi Meiser, says Tosfos. Hefker is pato from Meiser. So even though this son, Ben Buayon, is making a mistake and giving peya from his field, in the case of Yerek, vegetables, the fact is that if he uses that approach, he is making it ownerless, it would seem, and it should be pater from Meiser. And why is this father so nervous, even if it's not peya, but it is hefker? The Yesh Loma Tosfos answers a beautiful answer. Eino hefker achayufka la'aniyim v'la'ashirim kishmita. Hefker is when you make it ownerless for poor and for rich. And when a person makes it peya, he is only making it ownerless for the poor. If a rich person would come and take peya, he would get all excited. I didn't make it hefker for you. And therefore, it is not a true hefker. And therefore, he would still be obligated in Meiser. And that's why Buayan, the father, was so concerned that the poor people who got the peya that his son designated would not give Meiser, because he realized that they should be giving Meiser, because it is not a true hefker, because his son was only designating it as if it was peya only for the poor people. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.